Thank you, Frank, for that introduction. And, you know, it's very apt that you called us the dynamic duo because today we're here to talk to you about how you can have the superpower to control somebody's attention. Superheroes have this... Batman, Superman, they all have their thing. Well, us as litigators, we have to have some tools in our belt too, right? And what is it right now that we're fighting to get from people? That's attention, right? That's attention. And so here today, we're going to talk to you about how it is that you can have that superpower to control somebody's attention.
You know, it's not lost on us that we've got the 4 o'clock spot on Friday afternoon, and we're all that's kind of standing in your way between, I don't know, cocktail, dinner, holiday weekend, your family, maybe going back to the office, maybe you've gotten 6,000 emails since you've been sitting here. But we thought it really appropriate, based on what we're trying to do and what we want to talk to you guys about today. The story is the most powerful tool that we have to capture people's attention. And we actually came up with the idea of this presentation based on a book that we've been using at our firm called Building Your Story Brand. And it's a marketing book, and Donald may mention it more, but it talks about kind of taking what you're doing and creating a story and engaging people. And so we're going to use that dynamic and 7 aspects of every story to suggest to you that it's a new way to think about doing an opening statement. I mean, listen, we all learned in law school or when we started practicing that what do you do in an opening? You tell a story, right? But I think that the way that it's kind of developed, maybe it's the easier way to do it, is you just tell your chronology. You kind of tell what happened, what got us here today. What we've learned in studying this book and the way that people think and process information now is that's not the most effective way to engage our story or engage our juries. And instead, the story that you should be telling is the story of the trial and the story of your jurors and how they're the hero. You get to be their guide. You get to guide them through the process. But this isn't about you. It's not really even about your client. It's about how the jury can come in and save the day. You know, people have been telling stories for thousands of years. 2,500 years ago, Aristotle wrote a book called Poetics and explained the story formula. And it's the same story formula that we see in every movie, every book. Most scholars actually would agree that there are about 7 different kind of frameworks that all kind of roll back to the same basic story. So what we're going to do today is we're going to look at these formulas as a filter for taking your facts and your story and talking to a jury, guiding them through the process of eventually winning for your client.
And you see, the reason that you need a filter, and that's what we're going to give you today, is is a framework with 7 steps. You need this framework because what you really want to do and what this is all about is clarifying your message. You see, what we're doing sometimes as lawyers is we've got a patent case. We've got a case that is just, you know, bogged down in numbers. And we have a difficult time clarifying that for jurors. And that's important today because we see it in our political arenas today, right? Who can tell me what Hillary Clinton's campaign slogan was? Anybody? Who can tell me what Donald Trump's slogan was? Make America great again. Right. And we're living today in a world of taglines, of highlights, and that's what the jury is expecting. They're not expecting a treatise on patent law. What we are here today going to do is, through story, we're going to help you clarify your message to the jury, because right now, in the age that we live in, we need to get their attention. And this framework, like Bailey mentioned, this is what Fortune 500 companies use to grab consumers' attention. You know, and why do they do it? Because they want to make money. Well, guess what? If you're like Frank, your lawsuit is the way you're making your money. So why not use that same formula that these Fortune 500 companies are using, that Hollywood is using to write their script, use that for your trial, for your jury? You know, nowadays, anybody can just go online and watch a really good TED Talk. Everybody knows what a TED Talk is. I mean, these are professional presentations given by people about anything, pickpocketing, in fact, one of the top three TED Talks that has millions of views is, ironically enough, How to Give a Good TED Talk by Nancy Duarte. So we are going into trial with jury members who watch these TED Talks, who are listening to podcasts on their commute to work. We're in Texas. They go to the mega churches where we've got these pastors who their whole career is about giving a good presentation, getting complex philosophical ideas and narrowing it down, simplifying it for all of us to understand.